Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this your boy Big T from Extreme Sports. Tell you about all our shows right here on Extreme Radio. You can catch us on www.spreaker.com/users/BIGGTYML72. You can also catch me, your boy Big T, Extreme Sports, featuring your boys King C's, Marvin's Matt, LC, E-Dub. You can also catch my boy J-Real for J-Real Hip Hop Show, playing all the local artists around the world right here on Spreaker.com. You can also catch my girl Tanya Staley on Political Nation right here on Spreaker.com. Catch Extreme Radio all on the major apps, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, CastBox app, SoundCloud app, all the major apps around the world. Don't forget, yo guys, Extreme Radio, www.spreaker.com/user/BIGGTYML72. And you also catch us by calling in at 919-335-3988. Your boys at Extreme Radio.
Great week of the NFL action after the day. Washington football team beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 29-19, dominated them in the fourth quarter. I'm going to get to that, which the guys get here. Let's just get it going. Let's slow it. Let the groove hit you. Let's go. right, we're back right here on Strange Sports with your boy Big T. Week 10 of the NFL season has gone by today. We still have got one more game tonight. The Raiders against who are the Raiders playing? 49ers against the Rams. Let me make sure I'm right. Yeah, 49ers against the Rams. That's tomorrow night. And tonight's game is, I don't know why it's not coming up. Oh, Raiders and Chiefs. I don't know. I knew that. So Raiders and Chiefs tonight, they just started 0-0. But today's game, you had Washington against Tampa Bay. Major upset. Tampa Bay was a 10-point favorite. Should have been more from what they have done this year. They are a defending Super Bowl champions. They have been running the same way all year. Tom Brady still been the man, breaking records and stuff like that. So Washington coming in with a 4-game losing streak. They have not been on a scoring drive like they had today in 5 years. Even though with field goal, they had not been a consistent score in five years that, hey, they ain't had to come out and punt to the second half. So they played great defense today, surprisingly, over Tampa Bay. They defense played great, secondary played great. To give up 3 points in the first half, that was excellent. They played like a determined team. Chase Young get hurt today. The news is a torn ACL. Hopefully they're going to do another MRI in the morning. Hopefully it's not. But right now it's a torn ACL, pretty much done for the year. Your first round pick from last year, rookie of the year. So, but you got a line that of a whole lot of first rounders that can step in, still do the job. So you're going to miss some big part of that team, that defense. But, hey, you still can miss them. Can Washington make a run, though? I'm pretty sure they're not going to win the NFC East, but still trying to make a run for the playoffs to get in. 3-6, you will have to go. You can't lose no more. And you will have to go to a clean sweep. If you lose, maybe one. Maybe. But you have to go through a clean sweep through the rest of your season. And pretty much they can do it. Some games they was in this year that they should have won, been the better predicament. But you got to learn how to win. Back again, Tom Brady was 23 for 34, 220 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Taylor Heineke for Washington played an excellent game. The best game I've seen him play was 26 for 32, 256 yards, and a touchdown. So he needs, that confidence needs to keep growing in him. And Tony Gibson rushed for 24 carries, 64 yards. Big up Terry McLaurin that he was 6 receptions for 59 yards, but he got hurt, came back in the game, still played a massive game, and it hurt his collarbone. So players going down left and right for Washington and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is a big, massive, strong team, and it's just a big. I think that was the first time ever that Washington beat Tom Brady with the Patriots and Tampa Bay. I got to look at it and make sure, but what I can remember, I know they was two games close to beating them year before last, and I know they played a good one against Rex Grossman, and that was like, 8 years ago. So big ups to Washington. They win 29-19. Still got a lot to go in the NFC run, but like I said, I'm looking at, hate to admit it, but Dallas still looking good. 43-30 bounce back today over Atlanta. They dominated Atlanta all over the board. And like I said, they still a massive, great team. Zach Prescott today was 24-31, 296 yards, two touchdowns. There, CeeDee Lamb, six receptions, 94 yards. Pollard had 56 yards. Cooper, Gallup, they have all receivers everywhere that they can do the job. They are a great team. I have to admit, I hate to admit it, but I have to admit it. They're sitting at 7-2 in the NFC East. Right now, I think they're number one because Cardinals lost today. So they battled for the number one spot. So they are 7-2. when you get help, Washington helped Dallas. I didn't recognize that until one of my friends told me on Facebook that, hey, thanks for the helping hand. I was like, what you talking about? I like, no problem. But he's like, yeah, because they put us a position to be number one seed. I like, you got to help a Cowboy out somewhere, somehow. And we helped them today. And they are 7-2 in the division. Atlanta goes 4-5. Atlanta rebuilding. Still, to be 4-5 for what they lost is still okay. They lost a lot. Julio Jones lost some receivers. They lost a whole lot. And they started to rebuild, but they still in it. So 4-5, still a lot of half of the season to go. We don't know. See what happens. So, hey, you like I said, you don't know. Patriots still rolling, 45-7 today over Cleveland. And Matt Jones, the confidence he getting to be the next Tom Brady. He's doing it. He's 19-23, 198 yards. Played a great game, no interception. You just that's five passes you missed in the whole game. That's great. Stevenson, 20 carries for 100 yards. Playing Bill Belichick ball. Belichick trying to prove a point that, hey, I didn't need Tom Brady, who trying to get Jimmy G a couple years ago to go ahead and take over Tom Brady. But, hey, they vetoed it. Now he get his chance to prove what he wanted in the future of the Patriots. And Matt Jones, he's doing his thing. He's looking good, 6-4. They got a strong chance to go make a playoff run to get in. Hey, if they get in, they could be a dangerous team to try to go all the way. And Belichick go get his seventh ring. And, hey, Mike, you know he's trying to prove a point that he didn't need Tom Brady. So we'll be right back in a minute. And let's listen to some Glenn Butler right here on Extreme Sports.
Nigga, too cold to dope these other niggas, baby.
You just don't know how a nigga feeling. Emotional walks up, second to the ceiling. I can't let my pride go, cause it hurts the feeling. I can hear you by my side, tell me you hear from me. You just don't know how a nigga feeling. Emotional walks up, second to the ceiling. I can't let my pride go, cause it hurts the feeling. I can hear you by my side, tell me you hear from me.
Yeah, a lot of shit on my mind, reminiscing all the time. Love the beauty, love the style, love the way I make you smile. She's so crazy, that's my baby. I make her feel so amazing. Rub her feet when she get lazy, bunny and cloud when she get crazy. Yeah, I love this girl, taking trips across the world. Ocean breeze all in her curls, yeah, I buy her jewels and pearls. My baby gets it all, let's go out and have a ball. Let's go out and hit the mall, my little girls with a splurge and all.
Emotional walks up, second to the feeling. I can't let my pride go.
All right, we're right back here on Blog Talk Radio, Extreme Sports with your boy Big T. You can catch us right here on Spotify, iHeart Radio, YouTube.com/user/BIGGTYM72. You also can catch us on Spreaker.com/user/BIGGTYM72. Anytime, any of your major podcast networks you can catch us on, go check us out. Google Extreme Radio, Extreme Sports with Big T, and you can catch us. We on Spotify. We everywhere. So go check us out. Now, Steelers and Lions end up today tied 16-16. I'll get back to that in a second. Well, and let me welcome back Cam Newton. First of all, and my personal opinions about that situation. Well, first of all, welcome back to the league, Cam Newton. He back with the Carolina Panthers. He took some plays today. He didn't do too much getting to learn the offense. Carolina welcomed him back this week. Their quarterback had, I think he had a rotator disc in his left shoulder. And he could be out for a while. Now you got P.J. Walker. They still got a chance to make the playoffs. They 5-5 with his wins today. And they play Washington next week. Know he could be wanting to get into that. They beat the 8-1 Arizona Cardinals, not 8-2 today. And they really still, hey, he got a chance. He's still a great quarterback. I felt my personal opinions about it, that he, Washington should have went and got him when they had the chance. I think it would have made a big difference. The name of who he is and the admiration of a great coach like Coach Ron, but sometimes your stubbornness will get in the way of how you want things, and that's how I felt that Coach Rivera wanted. Him and Cam, they had their run in Carolina. He knows Cam. He know him very well. And I didn't see why did he take a chance off getting him. But to the rumors you hear and what you don't know, but you see that, hey, Ron liked things a certain way. And Cam liked things a certain way. And I think they bumped heads so much that, you know, I guess Coach Ron or Coach Rivera didn't want their situation to come down there in him in Washington. And, hey, that's what happened. I think you don't know. I'm not in the locker room. I'm just what I see. But I really think that Cam Newton would made a big difference in the Washington football team. He would gave him a spark. If you had a situation, say, 3 to 4 weeks ago where he's already there and the scoring, Washington won't beat, when they win the games, they beat teams by 3 points, 2 points, 1 point, last touchdown. This is the first time probably since last year you beat a team more than 10 points or, you know, more than a touchdown. So I think Cam would make a big difference of giving the offense a spark. You finally see the defense stepping up today, last two games, so they played good against Denver. And having that veteran leadership in the locker room would help. I felt it would, so that's my personal opinion about it. But, hey, welcome back today. We got King C's coming in. What's up, bro?
Good evening.
What's going on?
I can't call it, bro.
You're 25 minutes late, though. I said you're 25 minutes late.
Yeah, man. I took a break from, I'm out here with my granddad at the hospital. So.
Oh, okay. I understand that, though.
Yeah, I just took a break. Yeah, I took a break for a second to come out here and get on.
All right, yeah, I understand that. You cool. I understand it. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm holding it, man. Holding it down. This is a rough one right here, you know.
Yeah,
it's a rough one right here. But, yeah, other than that, man, I'm great, man.
That's
right here. Yeah, it's a tough one for me.
Yeah. You know I'm terrific, right?
Yeah.
You know I'm terrific, right?
Yeah, I know you terrific. Yeah, I know you terrific. Y'all beat Tom Brady. How many wins I got this year?
That's three. But that's one of the greatest wins that you ever can you can say. I don't think you never beat Tom Brady.
Well, one thing about it, I feel like he get retired for real this year.
Because of that.
He lost to the Redskins, man. I know you're going to keep giving up. That's it.
Oh, man.
I mean, wait a minute. Let me correct myself. Let me be politically correct. He lost to the Washington football team.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Well,
hey.
You know.
Hey. But one of the greatest.
Shouts out to the Washington football team, man. Congratulations on y'all win.
Right.
Yeah, I can't take that from you. I ain't no hater.
Right. But and like I said, I was talking about y'all a while ago, and I was talking about if we could make a run. Hey, we done it before with 3-6 and make a run, but we're not gonna catch y'all. I give y'all that respect. Y'all are
thank
a great
you.
Football team that's dangerous enough to get in the Super Bowl. I ain't say y'all will win, but dangerous enough to get in there.
Yeah, you're right, man.
Yeah. But what y'all did today to Atlanta 43-3 was a dominating performance.
It was really a statement game.
Right.
Yeah, you want to come out and let y'all know, like, y'all tell we lost last week, that we wasn't who we said we were. Okay.
Right.
Let me turn it back on. But I think Dak just had to get back into the groove of the game. That's all.
Right.
I mean, the game started at 1 o'clock. At 1:09, the score was 7-0.
All right.
And then Atlanta came right back and scored 3 points. But that was it.
Right.
We turned the lights out after that.
It was over.
So, it was over, man. And, hey, I think we had an excellent performance today, man.
All right, y'all did. You can't lie about that.
People talking about Atlanta Falcons ain't nothing. They a 4-4 squad. They was a 500 team fighting to get into the playoffs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they were supposed to come out with a whole lot more enthusiasm and made the game way better than what I thought. We were going to have a tough fight today.
Yeah.
But that really wasn't the case, man.
Well, it set it up for next week, Kansas City against Dallas. Big game, see what Patrick Mahomes got in their arm. Everybody has to step up. But that'll be the game of the week next week. The top of the week all week.
Yeah, it sure will be.
Yeah.
It will be, man. Hey, I'm kind of excited. Ready to see that one.
Right.
Yeah, I'm ready to see that one, man.
Right. Like I said, it was a...
Who y'all got next week?
Carolina.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was just talking about it right then before you came in. Because I felt like, I felt like we made a big mistake not getting Cam. I say we should have got Cam weeks ago when Fitzpatrick first went down. Heineke played his best game of his career today. He did, but a whole lot of those games he's been up and down with. So you put us in that market of we had got Cam a couple weeks ago and give us two or three more no wins that we could have had got. I'm not going to say we'll be great, but we've been a lot better. And I think we had the chance. Hey, we're facing up going against Dallas. Probably a tighter race than it is. Y'all still probably been number one in the NFC East, but we've been a tighter race. And I think we made the big mistake not going to get him.
But I feel like he wasn't going there anyway. In his mind, he was going back to Carolina. They probably already had that in the making to get back to the Panthers.
But I think he would went to somebody that went to him and asked him. Sam Darnold go down with Carolina and with a shoulder. Well, he had a shoulder strain. He could be gone 3 weeks. Hey, when Sam Darnold come back, he might be on the bench. If they play like Carolina play like play today, Sam Darnold ain't going back in the starting lineup.
No. But maybe not.
Right.
And it depends on the loyalty of how the Panthers feel. Like, okay, well, he got us this far, and if Cam come through and give out a better performance, which he has so far. It's gonna be a close call. I wouldn't know what to say. I would rather, I guess as a starting quarterback, I guess you would want that loyalty from your team to say, okay, I got hurt, but when you get back, this is still your team. But when this is Cam's team before, so it's like you're giving them the keys back. I don't know. That should be it. But anyway, shout out to the Panthers. I like the move they made with going to get Cam, and I like the performance Cam put out.
And that was a respectful move, too, because, you saw him packing. But you said,
it was
my fault. And, you went back and got him. Gave him $2 million just to come back for eight games. For eight. It was like seven more games for $18 million.
So,
shout out to Cam Newton for doing his thing. Eagles beat the Broncos. The Dave Packers dominated the Seahawks. Russell Wilson
the
come
Eagles
back.
Beat who? The Broncos.
Eagles beat the Broncos. And I guess they still thinking about last week when they beat y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. That's what I ain't. Yeah. And I got an Eagles rival. Oh, my gosh. She just hate the Cowboys. She just hate the Cowboys. I tell them I hate them.
You know you got Nicolette out there.
Oh, yeah. Nicolette, I hate them, too?
Yeah, she's an Eagles fan.
Well, they be at my head, man. They can't stand the Cowboys.
Right.
I'll be loving it. It's my year.
So
yeah, it's my year now.
Then we had the ugliest game of the day. Steelers and Lions tied 16-16. Where at the end both teams fumbled to give a tie. Mm. Well, the Lions are 0-9-1. So they still ain't won a game this year.
But they ain't won a game in they ain't won a game in Pittsburgh since 1955.
Right. Wow. With Big Ben having COVID. So if Big Ben was there, it would have been over for him.
Yeah, they probably would have got their boot smoked.
Right.
But they came close. They came close to breaking that curse.
Right. So. Nothing else interesting that much in it. I could say the Patriots still they are showing that they didn't need Tom Brady. Matt Jones was the right move. 45-7, he getting his groove, and he beat the Cleveland Browns today. Hey, they get into this playoff. They can be a dangerous team to get to the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah,
so
be trying to rewrite history.
Right.
You know, saying the same thing they did with Tom Brady.
Right.
They trying to do the same thing with this guy, so it's a possibility.
Yeah. I did a small podcast last night, a little 30-minute one. So but I asked the question though. We're in the NFC East, I'll give y'all some respect. I said that y'all are a team that can get in the Super Bowl. Only thing standing in your way is the LA Rams and the NFC East and the NFC. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, but we can beat the Rams.
You think so? Y'all about man, Matt's even.
Matt
Stafford.
I think our defense might be a little bit better than theirs after this week.
Well, you still ain't got Von Miller in there yet. You get Von Miller in there.
No.
Come on now.
Yeah, we get Von Miller in there for them.
Yeah.
But we lost our best. We lost our best.
Defensive
end.
Well, who was it? McGregory, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we lost him for this game. He wasn't even playing this game.
I think he gone for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. So doesn't matter now. When we get down there to 12. How about the December the 12th? They got a game in D.C. The Cowboys versus the Redskins, man.
You got to correct yourself.
Well, when is it?
Oh, you right.
Oh, the Cowboys. Yeah, Cowboys versus the Washington football team. Yeah, you right.
December 12th. Yeah, you right. I keep hearing a whole lot of people talking about they going.
Well, I need to get in. Well, it depends on how things are looking, you know, around the house. I think I might go try to get out there too, man, if I can.
All right.
Yeah, if I figure out what's going on with the family, you know what I'm saying, to get his family situation in order.
I understand that. That you take that three and a half hour drive?
Yeah. I catch me a little flight, man. I like to fly myself, man. I mean, if you were trying to do that, I'd drive with you, but if I got to go by myself, man, I'm going to take me a little flight, man. I like to rest.
I might look into it. Let's see how everything going. I might look into it.
I would have went out there with y'all to the Tar Heel game, but, you know, the situation occurred here, man. I couldn't leave here. I don't want to be gone. Or more than an hour or two, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that wouldn't work.
Yeah, I understand it. Now, just talking about that, going to talk about my experience to the Ding Dong the first time ever. I just went, oh, this is my first time ever going. Saw the court, got close to the court. Saw Sean May, close up, Jeff Lebo.
Yeah.
Coach Davis, you know, respect to the Carolina. Hey, Coach Williams was there, but I didn't see him. By the time he came up, I was already up in the stands. So I didn't get a full shot at him.
But that was a great experience, huh?
Yeah, it was a great experience. Just to see the banners. To sit under Michael Jordan retired jersey. Yeah, you just loved it.
Yeah, man. If you're a Tar Heel fan, that's what it is.
Right, exactly.
That's definitely a stop to make.
And talking about the team can, I think this can be a surprisingly good team. Defensively, got straightened up a little bit. But everybody on that team, even if you got four or five players that come off that bench, can score. And you got a rotation like you had, and they're gonna have to get used to it. You remember when Vince and Antoine James, they had a 6-man rotation that they had with Okolodi.
Yeah.
They got that kind of rotation, and they got Dante Styles. Shout out to him. He's from Kinston, number 3. He played a little bit, and he can be a scorer. So you got 24 Woodson. You got a lot of scores that come off that bench.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah, you.
I didn't get to see the game.
Yeah, there was only.
So Brown, but the Browns got a good squad.
Brown had a great squad. They had the Ivy League. And I didn't know too much about them, but you had to respect what they did because they took it to Carolina, and they was up by 7 at one time, and Carolina had to come back on them. And hey, Carolina didn't break it to the end. Brown had a good squad. Nana number 24. We kept calling the guy Nana Boo Boo. He's from overseas.
Yeah.
But number 21, he took it to Carolina. He hit 21 points. I think he had like 8 rebounds, and hey, he was doing his thing. So, but they had a great squad though. But like I said, it was a good experience for them to have somebody run at them like that, because those big schools they could come up with, you have to run with these guys.
What you think about them Blue Devils? You think they'll be able to do something with the Blue Devils this year?
Yeah. Hey, Duke struggled against Campbell today. They had to come back from 10 to beat them. They won by 9. So you just can't – these schools out here, you can't take them for granted. You got to play ball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're doing, man.
Yeah. You take them for granted because you think you'll roll over. Yeah. Yeah, but hey, shout out to the Carolina girls today. They beat Charlotte 89-33. I look at Carolina women's basketball, but I really don't know who's on the team. I'm gonna start looking at it more and more to keep up with them. So hey, so we'll see what's going on.
I'm gonna check them out.
Yeah.
Anyway, watch this. Ivory Lotta, I used to like her. Ivory Lotta play. I used to know her game, man.
Right.
She was tough. But, I mean, I had watched a little bit since then, but not much like that.
Right. Right, because they stayed ranked back then when Ivory Lotta was there.
Yeah.
All the time. So, got to the Final Four twice. Candace Parker knocked them out.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So. And shouts out to the ECU Pirates men football team winning yesterday. They are bowl eligible now, so they're going to a bowl. They're back this year. They still got like 2 or 3 more games. Hey, they still get like 8 or 9 wins.
What bowl game they going to? You know?
Don't know yet. They announced yet, but they bowl eligible with the win they had yesterday. They beat Memphis 30-24, I think it was.
Yeah.
And Memphis has been running over them almost every year in the last couple of years. So everybody talk about Coach Houston. We know the situation, what everybody's been saying. So, but he has been proven. Every year he got better. This is his third season. Now he's in the bowl. So what can you say?
Yeah,
he improved every year since he's been there.
That's all you can ask a man to do.
Yeah, that's all you can.
Yeah,
and men basketball team, they are undefeated right now, and we that's definitely something we're going to start doing. Be more energetic with the ECU program and giving y'all the updates and stuff about what's going on out there and keeping up with their sports. Cause hey, we are 252 ECU. So, hey, we need to keep up with them more. So they are.
And that's your favorite team anyway.
I'm not. Yeah. Oh, we're on air. Cause you don't know who's listening. I'm not saying it's not. Yeah. We're trying to get sponsorships these days now.
Yeah.
Exactly. So talk about NBA real quick a little bit. So Lakers win tonight, but they lost a bad loss the other night to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And what your AD called team out, what's your assessment of that? They win tonight. They beat the Spurs tonight, 114-106. But ADD, he called the boys out the other night. And what you think? What's your assessment of that?
Yeah, I'm looking at this squad. I guess he did the right thing according to how they've been playing, man. They've been playing horrible, really.
Right.
For it to be an all-star squad like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, him being a leader, I guess that shows a great sign, though, that he will be able to feel like he's comfortable enough to address his teammates and, you know, showing a little sign of leadership.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The same way LeBron would, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, even though that's, you feel like that's LeBron team, it's great to see his counterparts, you know, react like that too. Like, yo, man, I want to win. That shows them that, hey, you know what I mean? We're supposed to get this championship. So I feel like that's a good sign to me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But I've been saying that I think it's the coaching. I think Frank Vogel is the wrong coach for this team. If you look at DeAndre Jordan of the sight and height, the height of him, and do he still got it? All right, a couple years ago, you used Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. You weren't looking for them with a lot of scoring. You were looking at them from a lot of rebounding. So now today, you don't play Jordan like you did Montrezl Harrell last year. Mm-hmm. Somebody gonna start getting benched, and he won't really get in the right place. Why would you not use that twin tower of height down there on the low block? Dwight Howard has not done nothing hardly this whole year. Today he had four rebounds and 3 points. So
yeah, I mean
yeah.
That's why he got jacked up the other day. I mean, about a couple weeks ago.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He, you know, like, yo, you a big star. I mean, that's just been his MO for the duration of his career, man. Him not being a serious ball player, like, he never really took it serious enough.
All right.
If you want to say that. He never honed his craft totally, like, took pure dedication and being the best big man he could be. And that stigma kind of runs with it. And, you know, I guess AD was like, man, whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I guess he wanted to adjust that situation. Like, what is he doing? He this size and you got this ability and you're only producing so much. But, yeah. That's how I feel. I understand the frustration that AD.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. They can have a younger body down there with him if we're gonna do it like that.
Yeah, cause you got an all-star caliber team, and I understand the age and stuff like that, but you got to learn how to play these guys. So Dwight Howard, like I said, Dwight Howard, you play Anthony Davis 40 minutes a night. Dwight Howard had 10 minutes. DeAndre Jordan didn't play at all. So what big man, Anthony Davis didn't get no rest. Just about.
No.
Yeah. So he hurt 24/7 already. So, you know, somebody got stuff. You got to be smart in your coaching to use these guys valuable. And Horton played tonight, and he, you know, I think this is his first game. He has 17 points. So why hasn't he been playing in the rotation? He has not been hurt, from what I think. It just shows that the coaching, to me, the coaching been bad. Like, I think, like last year, you Montrezl Harrell, he was hitting 15, 16 points a game. Look what he's doing to Washington. They number one, the best record in the East right now. Tied, I think. They might have 3 losses, but look what he's doing. And you benched him last year.
Well, Yeah, makes sense.
All right. Everybody say my LeBron, the coach down there. Will you got to get somebody to rule over LeBron?
He's been like that everywhere he goes.
Yeah, but yeah, some players. Well,
he's just passing the play, a coach slash player.
Right. But it do prove, like, Eric, what's the coach down Miami? Eric, well, I can't call his last name.
Strosa.
So, you know, okay, LeBron was ruling that team, but at the same time, Eric Strosa got to the finals where he had, with the team he had with Joe Butler now. And he coached those guys that he can coach.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
But speaking of coaching, what about the what you think about Steve Kerr? You think he's one of the greatest yet?
Yeah, he's getting there. He want, look what he got this year. You got Green and Curry, but got the best record in NBA, and he one of the smartest coaches. He won the smartest coach. You got to give Mark Jackson for that team. And I think Klay Thompson was saying that the other day because they had an interview with Klay that regardless of you got to give the respect to Mark Jackson because he set that team up. He don't want to put that in play. But
yeah, you're right.
Steve Kerr inherited it and put his twist on it too. So I hear that, but you got Steve Kerr coached these guys. He's one of the smartest coaches out there. And look what he's doing right now. And Garrett Payton II. I don't know who those guys are. But I hear that name a lot now.
Yeah, because they show, they're playing, it's like a show now. Wiggins playing. It's like the Warriors show is back in the front now.
But, hey, somebody showed up.
Who is
the
that?
Longest one is
Tom
here.
Brady. Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, hey, think about that. He didn't want to face you tonight.
Oh, Lord, no, man. He want to come out. I knew he wasn't going to come in.
He didn't want to say something like, he's like, Big T got something to talk about too.
No, gentlemen.
Hey, how you doing?
sorry, gentlemen. I was not close to my phone, and then I picked it up, and I was like, oh, man. Well, I apologize, but
it's cool.
But don't nobody care about them Cowboys.
Well, who said something about the Cowboys? We talking about Tampa Bay getting whooped by the Redskins, man. That's what we were discussing. We know the Cowboys the truth. With a 43-3 win, yeah, we know they the truth.
And then at the end of that game, the refs started trying to cheat.
Yeah, try to help them boys get 3-4.
Baby, I was like, what kind of mess is that? But Mr. Jones, man, congratulations on your Super Bowl win.
Nah.
Oh, that's right. That was just a regular season game. I'm sorry about that.
Yes, it was a Super Bowl win for us, though. No problem. I accept the trophy. What's going on, bro?
Nothing much, gentlemen. Nothing much.
All right. We're sitting here. We're talking about the Lakers and how we think the culture. No, we're talking about Steve Kerr. And did he get his respect now?
Not Steve Kerr. Still Mark Jackson will get his respect.
Oh, okay.
What are we talking about now, though?
Okay.
You still want to give it to him now?
They gonna get this chip this year. I'll give it to him.
Only way he'll get it.
Does it matter?
We respect the fact that Mark Jackson put everything in the play. We already know this for the fact. We know this for the win. But he had to coach some guys through all that. Regardless of what they learned before, prior with Mark Jackson, they had to learn to execute it up under Steve Kerr. And Steve Kerr taught them how to do that. Yeah, go ahead.
So let me ask you this then. As the 96 Bulls and all of that constructed without Phil Jackson, do they win any rings?
Without Phil Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Assumption or whatever, but I would say they might could have had, but
oh,
then
yeah,
again,
so,
you might
yeah.
don't know because they didn't beforehand. So, evidence would go to show that no, but I don't know. With the players they got, I think it was a possibility, but I don't know. Like you said, the coaching, yeah, played a very important part.
I'm not discrediting the coach, but, like, LeBron hasn't played with a Hall of Fame coach.
Pat Riley? He didn't play with Pat Riley. That was Chet.
Yeah.
He played with, what's that boy name? That black guy from Cleveland.
Mike, I know you're talking about with the glasses.
Mike Jones, man.
Mike, I forget his last name.
He a Hall of Fame caliber coach. You know,
he's Golden State assistant.
Okay.
He couldn't have been too tough. We don't remember his name though. But
I can say this. A lot of that is that LeBron got his way about a lot of things.
And Mike didn't?
Not like, okay.
Wait a minute. How do we go from Steve Kerr to Michael Jordan and LeBron? See, that's something that y'all know,
very
man.
Easy.
Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player. Mike and LeBron are the two best basketball players to ever play the game because no matter what conversation you try to have, somehow these jokers end up in the end, man. And I don't understand that.
That's
but
right.
How in the end are they just getting that conversation out? That
hold on. I do got breaking news that the Golden State Warriors just went down to the Charlotte Hornets.
That don't mean
nothing. Damn.
That
106 to 102. How much? 106
to 102.
See, LaMelo been balling too this year, man. He got Charlotte looking pretty good.
LaMelo had 21 points, 5 assists, and 7 rebounds. Steph Curry had 10 assists and 24 points. But Andrew Wiggins had 28 points.
Man, I'm telling y'all, I've been saying it. Golden State a whole problem. I ain't talking about half. I'm talking about their problem right now. So I can only imagine what's going to happen when Wiseman and Clay come back.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be some eyeball shot out the hell, man. And I can't wait. You know?
Man.
All right, so
you can talk junk about them, but you'll be stupid. And then that goes out to my boys, LA. That goes out to the Bucks. That goes out to Brooklyn. As anybody, don't nobody want to see them in the first round. But they better do what they got to do.
Well, look, we got 3 minutes, but I said this the other night. But I'm gonna ask again. I think the Chicago Bulls gonna be a problem.
Yeah, they look good, man. Very explosive team.
I think they go to the finals.
Zach Levine hitting trades at a great at a great percentage. I mean, they're looking pretty good. Ain't mad at Chicago Bulls. Ain't mad at you for saying they about to be something. They might be a problem, but they're gonna be a problem to who though?
I don't know.
Brooklyn, you think the Brooklyn Nets gonna be anything? You think they'll ever get their chemistry together?
You get the right.
I think Harden about to leave him next. Because Kyrie didn't stay. But Kyrie at Wildman. Say what now?
That's interesting. I have to agree with you on that.
Because he said he was going to sign, and he still hasn't signed yet. So now he's saying he just wanted to focus on this season. So he told KD now, he's like, you sign, I sign, allegedly. You know, so why haven't you signed yet?
And then they might not be liking Steve Kerr. Steve Nash.
I don't know. They might not like
it. Yeah, they might not be like his philosophy.
He's stuck out there in Brooklyn by himself.
Yeah. Do you think Kyrie coming back?
Not for them.
Yeah.
Of course, because, you know, and like I said, he entitled to make whatever decision he want to make for himself. So I respect that man. He gonna make his own decision. That's fine. He do that. But off the strength of that, he done went too far to backpedal now.
Right.
That's just me. I mean, they're a problem if he's there. But,
right.
I mean, they're a problem with him not being there. But I don't know, man.
But hey, say for example, you go get you a decent point guard that can make that team, just really feed Durant, Harden. Brooklyn still can be a problem.
Yeah, they can be a problem, man. But you don't replace Kyrie.
Oh yeah.
You don't, like I said last week, unless you get John Morant, then I'll shut up.
Now I was it you? I think somebody sent me. Somebody gave the idea of switching Kyrie for Westbrook.
Oh, no, that wasn't me.
That one.
But Kyrie wouldn't do that because he didn't want to play with LeBron.
Right. Mm-hmm. Terry Rozier from Charlotte.
Say what now?
Terry Rozier from Charlotte. He's a good point guard. You have to go get something for him.
Yeah.
I couldn't see Ball and Kyrie Irving playing together, though.
But didn't Kyrie say he would retire before he played with somebody else?
Yeah. We'll see. But, hey, you get a good challenge out there that you know you can win the championship and a good team chemistry. But he got to go where he want to go to do it.
We'll see.
Yeah. Clippers and Bulls here to play in a few minutes.
Bulls gonna win. Paul George ain't tonight. Paul George can get 20 and 6. Ain't gonna be enough.
Right. So, we about to go off the air, and the show is over. C's gone, but he could have said bye.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna ask if you want to play the game tonight.
Yeah, he got scared. He got scared. But before I get off, my experience, my first experience at Chapel Hill was tremendous.
Man, I was so jealous. But you get anything out of the sports shop?
Hey, can't nothing fit me but a hat.
Oh,
it's like look,
right?
You want Carolina UNC? You got fat people too. I'm gonna send that request. You got fat people need big people clothes. So everything is
small. They ain't
had
nothing bigger than a 2X, did they?
Right.
Right.
They had a Vince Carter. They had a number one throwback. They had a Vince Carter shirt. They had you had some Jordan jerseys. you know you're gonna want something. You gotta feel for it though.
Yeah.
But come on now, y'all know I'm gonna want something. But I got a book, I got a Roll Williams coat.
Right.
You know I had to get something. So you know, saw Sean May close up.
Yeah.
South Coast Levo. Mm-hmm. Pat Sullivan. If people, I had to ask Jay Real. People don't know who Pat Sullivan is. Pat Sullivan is the guy everybody wants to know. That's the guy that made the free throw, that missed the free throw, Chris Webber caught the rebound, and called the timeout on. Pat Sullivan was a good shooter back in the days. People don't know that. Cause I asked everybody else, like, you know who Pat Sullivan is? No. Y'all got to know your history.
Right.
Yeah, you got to know your history. So, yeah, I saw Coach Sullivan. You know, it just was to sit under Michael Jordan retired jersey. Come on, man. You just went off. James Worthy. You know, you there with Sam Perkins, all the boys. Coach Smith was sitting there chilling in the corner. So, it was a great experience. Yeah, we got to do it again sometimes. And...
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna see what I can do on that February trip y'all talking about.
Yeah, February 12th. I would love to see John Morant and go against Ball, and we'll try to make that happen.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, how was the y'all spent the night or?
No, we came back. It was like an hour, 40-minute drive.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like an hour, 40-minute drive.
I definitely keep in touch with y'all about that.
All right, bro. All right, so we're going to talk this weekend away. I got some ideas coming up, and I want to run them by you. So, hey, we're going to talk this week. All right.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for joining us. It's Stream Sports, your boy, Vic T. King. Season Mars Matt. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat time. Peace.
You're going up out of here.